This is KRA News. I'm Stella Chavez. More Muslims live in Texas than any other state. That's according to the 2010 U.S. Religion Census. You see that in school hallways across North Texas. To wrap up KRA's American Graduate Series, Generation One, we visit Liberty High School in suburban Frisco and meet an American-born teenager who's decided to wear a hijab. Iram Ali wrestled with the decision for months.
When I was, considering starting, there were not many Muslims at my school. I felt like people would judge me, and so I went through, a lot of internal, whether I should do it or not.
She was at our mosque one night a little more than a year ago when the idea to wear the traditional headscarf crystallized.
I came home after prayer, and I was, wearing it, and I was just like, you know what? I'm not going to take it off. I can take it. And so that was the day.
It was Eid al-Fitr, the Muslim holiday marking the end of Ramadan. Iram's mother, Farida Ali, said she was caught off guard because no one else in the immediate family wears a hijab.
I think I was worried about it because she was very young when she decided this. And once you start this, you're not supposed to take off. So this is the main thinking in my mind that, oh, she's too young, 16 years old. And I don't know why she's doing this. I hope she knows about the meaning.
Iram's parents were born in Karachi, Pakistan. Mom covers her hair when she visits the Frisco Mosque and prays five times a day. Wearing the hijab, she says, is a very personal decision. For Iram, who's a 17-year-old senior at Liberty, it's a symbol of modesty, something she says is undervalued in today's culture.
And I feel like it's important because, my life has completely, changed ever since I started covering my hair. People take me more seriously. People listen to what I have to say.
Still, it can be hard to make a first impression. So she's found ways to combat that.
I, carry myself in a much different way. Now, I wasn't, a sad person or anything, but, just walking down the hall, I wouldn't smile. I would slouch. I would hold my stuff. I would only talk to the people that I was friends with.
Jay Summers is the student council sponsor and world history teacher.
She's just another student here at Liberty. She's another red hot. If anything, it's an advantage to her because it provides her a more worldly view. And there are plenty of other students here that wear the hijab and their traditional cultural attire.
And Iram has a sense of humor, too, not to mention school spirit. Last spring, she showed up at a baseball game as Rocky the Red Hawk, the school's mascot.
A lot of people have, I don't want to say judgments, but ideas that she covers her hair, she can't be a mascot, she covers her hair, she won't put herself out there, she's timid, and I'm really not. I'm really outgoing, and I'm very social.
Summers asked Iram if being a mascot interfered with her religion. She told him it didn't. Iram's used to role-playing.
I think distinctly hard to say, but harder still to do. We'll meet a tattoo as 2022.
Theater class at Liberty. Iram and her classmates are doing vocal warm-ups for the school production of Les Miserables. Iram's been in theater since sixth grade. She prefers being backstage, working on lighting and props. On this day, she stands in as a factory worker.
Okay, I messed up. I skipped the whole part.
All right. About 200,000 Muslims live in North Texas. And the change is easy to see in Frisco. 20 years ago, fewer than 1% of students were Asian. Today, 14% are. Summers, Iram's teacher, says that ethnic mix of students is an advantage in the classroom.
It's awesome because I've got kids from all over the world in class, from China or India, Pakistan, lots of Iranian kids, Russians. They help me teach the content. They help me teach the other kids about their cultures.
James Caldwell, the student assistance coordinator at Liberty, says today's kids seem more open-minded about other cultures. Still, there are challenges.
We know some of our students who are Muslim are bullied for wearing clothes that are not typical of a lot of the kids at their school.
Frisco High Schools tackle bullying by setting aside half an hour a month for teachers and students to talk about the climate there. Outside school, Iram says she's felt the sting of racism. At Liberty, though, she hasn't been bullied. At first, some kids didn't recognize her in a hijab. They were used to seeing her big, curly hair. Now, it's no big deal.
I'm like what a regular Muslim is. I'm a real Muslim. And it makes me happy that I can, show that and maybe change some people's views on Islam.
In the meantime, she's focused on just being a senior.
Oh my gosh, student council is so much fun. We do majority of the planning, like homecoming and like prom, and we make posters for different games.
And 5 months from now, she'll be walking across the stage wearing a hijab and carrying a diploma. Stella Chavez, KERA News.